My first guest in this edition is Christina Bellantoni, national political reporter for The Washington Times. For most of this campaign, Christina's been focused on the Democratic side of the race for the White House. She joins us now just a couple hours ahead of the second presidential debate between Barack Obama and John McCain. And Christina, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Obviously, we got a different format tonight, town hall style, as opposed to the two men behind podiums only getting questions from a moderator. Both of them have done a ton of town hall meetings. John McCain, since he's run for president twice, has probably done more. So what should we expect from these two candidates just in terms of how they handle this format?
Well, I think it's really fascinating that everybody says this is John McCain's format, because Senator Obama does very well in these debates, or in the town hall format as well. He doesn't hold quite as many of them, but then I think they're about even now, because you've got Senator McCain hasn't had any in a while. So this is an issue where I think they're about even. They both engage with reporters. They both have lots of personal stories they like to tell. Now, at both their own events, they're also speaking to people that pretty much already support them. Every once in a while, Senator Obama will be challenged by somebody on, say, an issue like immigration, or he's often challenged, actually, by people that stand up and say, you know, I'm a felon and I want my right to vote, things like that. And so then he'll, you know, kind of engage and go back and forth with them. So I think that both of them are fairly strong in this format. And it's also far more interesting for the American people to be able to see people like them asking questions about people they care, things they care about, rather than something that a moderator has chosen to be the most important issue.
Just like in the first debate, Christina, I'm sure we'll see the financial crisis getting the lead questions and perhaps take up a sizable portion of the debate once again. What do each of them plan to say and do tonight to make it clear to the American people that the voters need to trust them more than the other candidate to lead us out of this crisis?
It's such a tough question, because right now you've got most voters believing that the $700 billion, which became an $840 billion government bailout, was just that, a bailout of Wall Street, and it won't help them. You've got people that are pretty frustrated, and both men voted for it. So I think that they're going to have to explain how and why this plan can help the American people, if it will at all. And I think that they need to go back and answer that question that they both dodged from the first debate, which was, how are your plans going to be affected by this? I mean, and be honest, they're probably pretty frustrated that they have grand plans for the United States, and neither of them will be able to do all of them thanks to President Bush and what happened on Wall Street. So that's, you know, we talk about straight talk a lot. I think both of them need to be clear about how they're going to address this when they take office.
Christina, over the past few days, we've heard the names of Bill Ayers and Charles Keating pop up on the campaign trail. McCain campaign going after Obama for his links, however strong they are, to Bill Ayers, an unrepentant domestic terrorist from the late 1960s. In response, the Obama campaign pointing out that John McCain was implicated in the Keating 5 scandal about 15, 20 years ago. Are we going to see a nastier debate than we saw a couple weeks ago, or are we going to see them try to stay on the up and up tonight?
I think you're going to see them pretty much ignore one another and instead just talk straight to those voters in the forum. And what's interesting about Bill Ayers is they both really have Hillary Clinton to thank, right? Because she brought up the Bill Ayers issue initially during the primary against Obama. But Obama has her to thank for it, because she brought it up so many months ago that for most of the American people, they're like, whatever. You know, this is an issue where we've heard before. We've already seen these commercials. This has been out there, and it's not really new information. And as far as the Keating 5 goes, you know, those ads aren't running in swing states. I'm in Nebraska now, where the candidates are targeting the second congressional district, and instead they're running ads about the economy, and they're running ads about what they would do for the American people, or response ads. Those Keating 5 ads are meant for the national cable chatterers to talk about and to remind everybody that John McCain was implicated in that, and obviously no charges were ever brought.
We're talking with Christina Bellantoni, national political reporter for The Washington Times. And Christina, looking at the latest national poll, as well as some of the latest polls in the key battleground states, it looks like the momentum right now is with Senator Obama. Does that change his strategy for tonight?
I think it's possible. I think he probably will be a little careful. And both of them, when they answer these questions, they're being careful about what happens if they're actually elected president. They don't want to go back on something they've promised the American people right when they take that oath. So I think they'll be careful on that. I mean, the Obama campaign has got to be feeling pretty good right now. The economy has helped him a great deal in a lot of these states. I mean, now there have been four or five consecutive polls showing him ahead in Florida, a state that I never thought he could win, just because it is trending red. Of all the battlegrounds, it seemed to be the one one that was seeming more Republican. But I was wrong, and I think that this is actually a pretty good place for the Obama campaign to be right now, when so many people are already voting. They're sending in absentee ballots. They're getting engaged, and we're only a few weeks out from Election Day here. So I think that he'll be pretty cautious tonight.
So status quo is a good thing for Obama over the next 4 weeks. How does John McCain try to change the game tonight and over the next 4 weeks?
It's about disqualification. Right now, the American people seem to be comfortable with the idea of a President Obama. So Senator McCain has to make them uncomfortable with that. And it seems as if he's going after the biography, you know, asking in every ad, who is the real Barack Obama? But that's not working. And I don't think that that's going to work in the town hall debate forum tonight. I think it's more about, you know, you have to do something very bold and offer something so completely different and out of the box that you're going to get people's attention again. And maybe that's what he'll do. Maybe he'll come up with some new policy or somehow find a way to make news in response to a voter's question. That would be certainly interesting tonight.
About 60 seconds left in our time with Christina Bellantoni. And Christina, you've been to a lot of Obama rallies throughout the primary season and throughout the general campaign season. When you talk to voters and have the chance to really ask them why they're behind him, what do they say when it's pointed out that he doesn't have the longest resume in the world? Are they truly excited about him, or are they just tired of having Republicans and they think that John McCain would be 4 more years of George Bush?
Yeah, I mean, change is definitely the first thing they cite. Actually, this morning interviewed a Nebraska Republican who voted for George Bush in 2000 and 2004, and she just said, you know, we just need something different. We need to really shake things up. I mean, and these are campaign talking points, but that's what voters really say. And then people that worry about his experience say that they think he would surround himself with the right kind of people, the right kind of advisors, and that he has good judgment, and that he's relying on advice from former President Clinton. That's something people are comfortable with an economic crisis.
And in terms of what constitutes a win in the debate for both candidates, real quickly, what do you think that'll be?
Not falling off the stage, really. I mean, I think it'll probably be another tie. That's just my guess, unless somebody has a really bad night.
So we'll keep watching, and I know you will as well. Christina, thanks so much, as always, for your time.
Thanks. Have a great day.
Christina Bellantoni, national political reporter for The Washington Times. This is Dateline Washington.